Well, Father, we surely do thank you this evening. We thank you for the beautiful weather. We thank you for the families that got together and showed their love for one another. We thank you for women, Father God, who have decided, hey, you know, I'm just not doing things right, and I want to get it right. And they're going to become the women in the family that you have called them forth to do. Father God, let our ears be open tonight to receive what you have to say. Let our spirit man come alive more so than he did during the praise and worship. And Father God, I ask you to bless these people abundantly. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. A member of my family gave me a little thing to hang on the wall, and it says, to the world you are a mom, but to this family you are the world. Isn't that beautiful? I opened it up, I had to cry. You know, God is good. And I was doing praise and worship, I was thinking about you people, and I am one proud mom. As I look around and see how you all grew up and how you have progressed in your walk with God, and how you're ready for God to use you abundantly. And I just thank God that he saw me worthy and put you under me so that you could grow up and be everything God has you to be. Tonight I'm going to talk about a breakthrough. Now, before we get to what God had to say about breakthrough, we're going to just go back and recap a few things. All right, so listen intently to what you're reading, so that whenever God speaks, you understand why we're doing this, all right? Galatians 6:9 says, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. This was a verse that God had us use over and over and over again. Once a great military general was asked to reveal the three greatest things he learned throughout his military career. He became silent, looked at the men in the room, and replied, never quit, never, never give up. That's what he learned. He learned. So what did we learn? What has God been teaching us? Never quit and never give up. Some of us have been believing God for breakthroughs in our family and in our loved ones. God has been encouraging us and telling us that the breakthrough you are believing God for is right around the corner. And how many of us said, where's the corner? Right? We learned this Bible verse, you and I are not to get weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap if we do not give up. God challenged us to weather the storm before the breakthrough. Now, this is just a recap of everything God's brought us through. The challenge for you and I during this period of time was to learn that every mountaintop of victory will have a valley. The challenge for you and I was to learn that in between victories are struggles. The challenge for you and I was to learn that in between breakthroughs are battles, and before every new breakthrough, there is a harder battle than we have ever fought. Why? Because there's usually a battle before the blessing. I heard one person say, I'm not broke, I'm just in between a blessing. I memorized that. I'm not broke, I'm just in between a blessing. Moses was used to deliver the people of Israel, but he faced and battled Pharaoh. David was used as a king, but he battled Goliath. Nehemiah was used to rebuild the walls, but he battled opposition. Joseph was used mightily of God, but he battled haters, people that hate. We learned that if we were in a battle, that was a good sign. It meant that our breakthrough was right around the corner. There could be no triumph without being tried. These are things we learned. We learned there could be no testimony without being tested. We learned there could be no message without a mess. We learned there could be no resurrection without the crucifixion. God taught us that our greatest battle comes right before our greatest breakthrough. Just like in the natural world, so it is in the spiritual realm, the darkest time is right before the dawn. The battle usually rages at its highest right before the victory. We learned that the strength that you and I needed in order to get into our promise was in the struggle. The challenge before you and I was not to give up in the struggle. Let's read that one again. We learned that the strength that you and I needed in order to get into our promise was in the struggle. The challenge before you and I was not to give up in the struggle. Maybe we are believing for a family member to get saved. Keep believing. Maybe you are believing for that son. Keep believing. Maybe you are believing for that daughter. Keep believing. Maybe you are believing God for a financial breakthrough. Keep believing because you're getting stronger. The Bible tells us if we don't give up, we will reap the harvest. God took you and I from strength to strength. Look at this. God took us from strength to strength, victory to victory, and glory to glory. It was all about what we did in the two that gave us the outcome to go to the next level. It was about what we did in the two between the glory to glory that determined where we went. That two was where the battle took place. It was a job of the enemy to discourage you and I in between the glory to glory. Because we got through the two, we are ready for the breakthrough. We are willing to wrestle for our breakthrough, just like Jacob. The giant tried to discourage David with his words. We learn not to listen to the giant's words. Before David was able to go to the next level, he had to defeat the giant at the next level. We learn to defeat the giant at every level. God used what was tested in David's life to defeat the giant. If you notice that it was David's slingshot that defeated the giant and not Saul's armor. David got used to using a sling and a stone when he was in the wilderness taking care of sheep. God anointed what was being tested in your life to make you stronger. The lesson we can learn here is this. As you and I got strong and used what we had to win the victory over smaller battles, then it made us stronger and more skillful to use the same thing to get the victory in larger battles. Whatever we used in the last battle, we became stronger and we used it in the next battle until we won every battle. God is about to use that same area where you have had the biggest battles and biggest testings to bring about one of your biggest breakthroughs. You have been having struggles with your family. Get ready because God is about to bring a breakthrough where you are being tested. Could you love the unlovable? Could you endure to the end? The area that you are being tested in has become the area of your greatest anointing. You are about to receive your breakthrough. You needed to go through each and every struggle so you could get to the point of breakthrough. And we learned through perseverance, through opposition and contention. That's how we learned. We learned to keep on praying for our family. We learned to keep praying for our loved ones to get saved. We learned to keep believing for that breakthrough in our family. We learned to keep going on for the breakthrough in our jobs. You know, we learned to keep going and not stop. Chuck Yeager, Breaking the Sound Barrier. There was a written account of Chuck Yeager, an aircraft pilot, who was the first man to ever break the sound barrier. Pilots had often approached the speed of sound, but severe shaking of the controls caused him to turn back. One pilot pushed his small plane speed to 800, 850, then to 900, but turned back when the plane began to shake uncontrollably. On October the 14th, 1947, Chuck Yeager set out to do what had never been done. As he pushed his plane toward the barrier, it began to shake from side to side to the point it appeared it may even explode. But this day would be different, for he refused to turn back. He said, "If I die, I die trying. I am not turning back, no matter what I'm going for. I am not turning back no matter what. I am going for it." The Bell X-1 aircraft he was flying went through the barrier surprisingly smooth. It was a sensation of shooting straight through the top of the sky. All at once, the stars and the moon came out and the sun was shining at the same time. For a brief moment, he was master of the sky. He went beyond the boundary of understanding and exceeding the limitations of his mind. He had reached a place where victory can be realized. It was for one reason and one reason only, because he refused to turn back. See this? We as a body of believers did the very same thing. We refused to turn back. Through all the struggles, we learned these vital lessons. We did not turn back. We did not faint. We did not give up. We did not give in. We did not retreat. We did not turn to the right. We did not turn to the left. We did not make a U-turn. We went straight to the altar. And because of all this, this is when God spoke. Let's just sort of put that down a little bit. I don't want that up here right now. Now, this is a recap of everything that God took us through to get us to this night. Everything that I wrote down here is exactly what we went through. Sometimes it was very hard to press on, but we still pressed on. Sometimes you question God, God, is this really you? Are you really working? Is this really going to happen? But at the very end, you said, all right, God, your will, your way. Take my will out of this altogether. And because we persevered and we stood fast and firm and did everything that God called us forth to do, I remember one time we graduated, right? And then God took us to the next level. He took us into college, out of grade school to college. And then we had to go through college and, you know, and learn all the little kinks that were in college. And God just took us from one level to another until he has us to where he wants us tonight. I had said to Brother Chris the other day, I said, you know, God has to send in new people because these people have graduated, really graduated. They're really ready to go out there into the world now and do the job that God has called them for to do. So I said, I'm waiting now for new people because these people know everything and there's nothing else to teach them. All they have to do now is take what they've learned and go out there in faith and just do the works that God's called you for to do. That's really where you're at. And this is when God spoke. He said, the breakthrough has arrived. The breakthrough into every blessing I have spoken over your lives. The enemy has absolutely no hold on you in any area of your life. He cannot steal what I have given you. He cannot hold back the promises any longer. For I have made the way out of the wilderness into the marvelous light of my Shekinah glory realm. This realm holds within it every promise I have written in my word. This realm goes into the heart of the heavenlies, and from this point you stand victorious. Because of your persistence of faith, you have won the right of passage into the breakthrough. Because you persisted and did not allow the enemy to have any foothold in your life, God says now, your breakthrough is here. And I know each and every one of you, just about inside out. And I know that you're ready to walk into your breakthrough tonight. And I know that you're ready to carry everything that I'm hearing God said, the banner of love and understanding to a lost and a dying world. There's nothing more that God can teach you. He's taught you everything there is to learn sitting here. But as you allow God to take you out into the highways and then into the byways, you're going to learn so much more from life that you've really been, we think we know it all, but we've been shielded from a lot of things that are going on out there that we're going to run into. And as we run into them, because of us being steadfast in everything that God taught us, it won't take us off course. Didn't God say we would have total victory? So it's up to you. You either believe God that you have your breakthrough, or you believe the devil who says, no, you haven't. You either believe God when he says you passed every test, or you believe the devil says, no, you still have a few you have to retake. You don't have to retake no more tests. The battle's been won, and we are walking in victory. Now, our job at this point is that we now put all of our focus on the lost, on this harvest that God is trying to bring in to the house of the Lord. We take all focus off of ourselves because we have it. And all we have to, whenever the trouble, if trouble hits you, draw on what God has done for you. Draw on those things that has been tested in your life. And use those things to keep yourself stable and firm in God's arms. And then you just go ahead and minister to the lost and to the dying. A lot of us sitting in here, we need to be ministering to our own families. We need to be ministering strength and salvation to them. And I know from what God told me today that as we get our families saved, then they're the ones who are going to go out and bring in the harvest. But first of all, you have to show them Christ in you, in your home. And then whenever that's accomplished, then they're going to want to go and tell their friends because they know you got that from God. You're talking to Jesus. And then they're going to be able to bring them into the house of God and say, God's surely in this place. And when they bring people in, the anointing of God will be in the sanctuary. And the anointing of God will change lives. And God says, I've told you many times, you're not bastards, but you're children of the Most High God. And I'm using you to bring in this harvest, the lost and the dying. It doesn't matter what you run into when you go out there. I didn't say you're going to leave the church. I just said when you go out there and start ministering to people, because that's where the people are at that need ministered to, on the streets, in your workplace, in the grocery store. And if you'll just walk in what God just spoke to you tonight, that you got your breakthrough. If you walk in that, then you'll walk out there a surety of heart that no matter what you place your hands to do, God will accomplish it. But as long as you were still looking inward to yourself and what was going on inside of you, God couldn't use you. But as you and God gave me that, what he said first, and then he said, I want you to write down what they came through. Some of you came through furnaces that were really hot, almost taking your life. But because God was in that furnace with you, the enemy couldn't have you. And in that furnace, you were tested and tried. It came out as pure gold. I know it took us a long time, some of us, to get through that furnace of affliction. And we had to go through it more than one time. But it was all worthwhile because in the end, you were what God was trying to form in the beginning. Now, this harvest has to be brought in quickly. Things are going on in the world that, you know, are really bad. And we need to get the harvest in before the enemy gets it. And God is expecting each and every one of us in this room to start harvesting the souls. I think May the 26th, they're going to have their meeting over on the green again. Thank you. And we're going to be setting up a tent over there. And we're going to be over there. They want us over there to help them minister to the people that come in. Who comes into that meeting? The street people. They want us there because the gift of prophecy flows. And they know that street people need to hear some sort of encouragement. Then that'll take them on and cause them to say, hey, there's a better life than what I'm living right now. Each one of you sitting in here, you have the gifts. All the gifts in operation. And that's why God is going to use you to go out there on the streets and start ministering to people. Some of you, God said he wants you to really sit down and talk to him because he has things that he wants you to do that nobody else can do. And you have to listen to God with an open heart and an open mind, not what you want, not to exalt yourself, but listen to him with an open heart and open mind and say, God, what do you want me to do next? You said I have my breakthrough, and I believe that, and I'm ready to go out there and bring in the harvest. You show me what you want me to do. And many of you haven't gone out into the harvest field at all. But God's going to start sending you into the harvest field. Whenever you go into the grocery store, he's going to make sure you bump into somebody that needs to know Jesus. And you're going to know in your spirit, man, that you need to minister to this person. And I'm hearing God say, there's others you're going to bump into that don't want to know Jesus. And the Holy Spirit's going to move upon you and tell you to keep moving. because you're wasting your time. They really don't want to know Jesus. And we all know there are people out there that don't want to know Jesus. They are very content in working for the enemy, and they were born for such a thing. And we have to be walking in the Spirit at all times so that we know when to minister and when to keep walking. These songs that we're singing are really, really, really anointed. And if you really allow God to, these songs will bring up your spirit man and will feed that spirit man, and you'll be able to leave here full of the Holy Spirit and stay filled. I love that song, Graves in the Gardens. And then I found out the guy that sings talking to Jesus is the same guy. That man is anointed. And when you become anointed like that, it doesn't matter where you go. I know I experience it. Doesn't matter where you go. The Holy Spirit's going to draw people to you. But it really isn't to you. It's to the Jesus inside of you. So that we have to be very careful that we don't get caught up in perversion. And, oh, look at all these people walking around me, hugging me and doing this, that, and the other. And there, it's not you. It's just Jesus in you. And you need to minister salvation to them and not get puffed up in pride. And we went through that too, where God got all the pride out of us. So we don't have to, we're humble now. And we don't have to worry about this pride thing because it's under the blood. All you have to be concerned about now is getting out there and allowing God to use you to bring in the lost and the dying. Some of you, you know, God spoke this to me the other night. Some of you have great writing skills. God's going to use the books that you write to minister to people. And it's imperative that you get the books written now and get them out there, because these lost people need to read something. And I've been reading a lot where people got saved just reading somebody's book. So God, every book you write is going to be anointed by God. And it's going to, when the people pick it up to read it, it's going to bring them to Jesus. When we was having all the revivals, people actually would, somebody come, they've been here before, they would get a prophetic word. They'd take the tape home, and the person that was listening to it felt, you know, the anointing from the tape hit them, and they came to church, and then they would bring others to church. This is how it works. And they said the anointing was so strong on the tape that we had to come and see what was going on in the church. When they come, there was three people here. But the anointing of God was here. Now, that's the important thing. Is the anointing of God in your life? From what God said, yes, it is. And you can't allow the enemy to say, no, it's not. You guys, you're strong towers. You have to understand this. You are the ones that God sent in for this season to be taught, trained, and now to be sent out into the harvest field and bring in this harvest. Some of you still can't quite comprehend that God wants to use you in this fashion. And he's saying, get over that idea right now. If he didn't want to use you, you would not be sitting here. Because he told me a while back, I'm shaking the church again. And I'm shaking everyone out of the church is not going to serve me the way they should. And with the ones that are there is what I'm going to bring the glory in and start the revival. So we watched the church being shaken, didn't we? We saw it being filled up, and we saw it slowly, you know, being weeded out. That was God doing the shaking. And you people are the ones that God wants to use now to bring in this great harvest. You people are the ones he's going to use to do the revival with. Now, are you ready to receive your breakthrough tonight? Are you ready to really, truly say, God, I believe every word you said. That what did he say here? He said, see, you have to believe what God says, just not hear it. He said, the breakthrough has arrived. The breakthrough into every blessing I have spoken over your lives. So it has arrived. It is here. And tonight, I'm hearing God say, tonight when you leave this place, the enemy will have no place in you, none, because you have defeated him. You have defeated his purpose over your life. And now you'll go forth as bright shining stars, and you'll win many souls for the kingdom of heaven.